Do not ask me, where is the rule of justice preserved entirely if the punishment never ends? Instead, when God does something, obey his decisions and do not question his reasoning based on human logic. Moreover, how can it be anything else but just for one who has received countless blessings from the beginning and then committed acts worthy of punishment and not improved through threat or desirable gain to experience punishment? For if you inquire what is the exact justice, it was appropriate for us to have perished immediately from the beginning according to the definition of strict justice. Rather, it's not even according to the rule of justice only. The outcome would have also included kindness, if we had experienced this as well. For when anyone insults another who has done them no wrong, according to the rule of justice, they merit punishment. But when it's their benefactor, who, obligated by no previous favor, granted endless kindness, who alone is the creator of their existence, who is God, who breathed life into them, who lavished them with a multitude of grace-filled gifts, whose intention is to elevate them into heaven. When, I say, after so many blessings, this benefactor faces constant disrespect in the actions of the other party, how can that person be supposedly worth of forgiveness? Do you not see how he punished Adam for a single sin?